You were telling me about those kinds of nets. What, when you were hanging the net, you were telling me about the names of those nets and different kinds that they have?
That's what you call a pocket net.
Uh-huh.
It has three nets in the one.
It has three?
Three nets in it will make out, take three nets and make one out of it. You call it a pocket net.
Uh-huh.
One net on each side. That's what you call a pocket net.
Didn't you say there was some other name for it? Something else people call it?
People call it trammel nets.
Uh-huh.
Pocket net and trammel net, it's all about all the same. Ain't no different in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people say trammel. Reading it say trammel net, that outside wear net on it, the big mesh, that's a trammel. And that's how come people call it a trammel net, but the regular name is a pocket net.
They have the trammel net on both sides of the...
That's right. Then there's a small mesh net on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a pocket.
You tell me about the big barrel that flour used to come in. You know, the things around the barrel to hold the...
That's
wooden?
The hook. Barrel hook. Hook.
Uh-huh.
Wooden barrel.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come
Cage.
In?
Kegs.
Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Yeah, water keg and water barrels. I've seen them. They got big barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Big barrels, thick about a half an inch. Barrel stays on and got hooks on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you make water barrels out of.
What about the thing you have on the water barrel to turn and get the water out?
A faucet.
Mm-hmm. And out in your yard, the thing you could turn and get water out?
That's a spigot we call them. Time a faucet like that. You turn your faucet on. People call it faucet. Some people say spigot.
Mm-hmm. What about at the sink?
Well, that's a spigot. They call that the spigot. Different name. People call it different name.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
A funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Or either your bridle line.
Uh-huh. The line is what you have when you're driving them?
No, you have a whip, buggy whip, you call them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly people treat an animal with a leg right, and they mostly hit them with the bridle line.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take the whip and whip them and beat them and hit them like that. But I call them crude people that treat animal like that. But you hit him with just strap, buggy strap, or shake your line, he'll move faster.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take a buggy whip or either a horse whip and just beat him up. And I call that abuse. We always remember. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people care whip for mules and for horses, they care whip. But a pressman know how to treat animal. Treat animal like this bit yourself. They would use the strap.
Mm-hmm.
And battles.
What about nowadays? If you this wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new.
See what bug?
Uh huh. And to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
bucket or pail.
And
they used to call it tubs, tin tubs like that. Tell them out in tin tubs.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that children get eggs in on Easter?
Baskets.
Uh-huh. And you know there's a kind of a bag or sack made out of this rough brown cloth and feed used to come in it. You'd call that a...
Canvas bags?
Or not... Canvas, just this rough brown cloth and feed and things used to come in.
Well, I don't know about paper bags or croaker bags.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a croaker bag like that.
Uh-huh.
That's the old timey bags, that's what we call croaker bags.
Any other name for croaker bags?
No, I don't know.